DW. The 77%.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the 77%, the show that gives you the chance to be a part of the debate among African youth. I am your host, Wanji Kumaura, here in Bonn, Germany. And in today's program, we will be traveling, yes, you heard that right, without leaving our homes, to Uganda and South Africa. And as usual, our topic for the week is it better to live alone or to live with your parents? For many young people, it's becoming a hassle to afford the rising living costs and, of course, the rent during corona times. Many have lost their jobs and had to move back home. But how has the experience changed their perspective or relationship to their parents? And how is it like moving back home?
This life of, waking up and being fed is not the kind of life a man should live. It's a life a baby should live.
You can expect to hear more of that in this show. And of course, I will read out the thoughts you've shared on our Facebook page, DW Africa. So do stay tuned for that as well. Now, to start us off, we go over to Uganda, where DW's Frank Yeager is waiting on us. Frank, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Wanjiku. We are receiving you crystal clear right here in Kampala City, where we are discussing the 77% topic of the week. Is it better to live alone or with parents? To set the ball rolling, I'm joined with three young people to discuss this topic, and I believe they have divergent views and experiences to share with us on how they are coping up with this situation. Sultan Khan is a 23-year-old young man, self-employed with a pork porn machine, fire starters as his source of income. Next to him is 21-year-old Lillian Majanja, a second-year student at Cavendish University pursuing a degree in mass communication and media studies. Tony Mboijana is also here with us to discuss this topic. He is a 23-year-old social media blogger, a former swimming instructor who unfortunately lost his job due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. Without further ado, let's go to the topic of this week. Is it better to live alone or with parents? Sultan, first, do you stay alone or stay with your parents?
Thank you for having me. I stay alone. Because I'm doing okay, I didn't find any problems staying alone. I would suggest it's better to stay alone.
Okay,
so what pushed you into staying alone and leaving your parents' home?
They need to be independent. Freedom, and to hustle,
In other words, you had no freedom at home. And what do you mean by being independent? Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, at home, so strict, and even parents were somehow tough, so really.
Interesting. So let me go straight to Lillian. You're a student.
Yeah.
And I presume you were staying with your parents, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any source of income?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you do, then why are you staying with your parents?
Because my mom wants me home. She's so overprotective and insecure. She loves me a lot. I'm the first daughter among nine boys.
So, in other words, you feel comfortable staying with your parents?
Okay, I'm not that comfortable because they over-control what I do. I don't know the control over some things, but it's okay.
That means you're on 24/7 surveillance, right?
That's it.
So, let me turn to Tony. Tony, you're 23-year-old.
Yes.
And you're a social media blogger. Would you rather stay alone or with your parents? And do you stay alone, by the way?
Me, I actually don't stay alone right now. I stay with my parents. I think staying with parents, it's quite better. It's quite okay. Because I would relate it to this pandemic that happened. When I stayed alone way back before the corona, everything was okay and somehow a little bit tough, things can never be on a straight line. But still, when coronavirus came in, things became tough. It was so surprising. We lost jobs. Me personally, I was affected. I was a swimmer and then the sports were closed. So it became so tough for me. I used to stay alone. I didn't have someone to care for me, maybe me to care for. But what I decided to do, my parents called me and they were like, you can come back home. Everything is okay. And the problem is with this coronavirus, we can't monitor you so well. We are scared.
We are scared of your movements. It's better when you're at home, at least everything will be well. We don't want to lose you. When things get done, you can still go back and stay alone.
Putting the two situations into comparison, did you love it staying alone, or it's better now you're with your parents?
When I was growing up, I used to stay with my parents. But the life I had before going to stay alone.
When you were pampered, loved.
It was okay. It was nice, you know. You'd wake up in the morning and you feel like, yeah, let me stretch. I have nothing to lose. I have no work or what, you understand. But when I grew up and I decided to face the world to be a man,
okay,
I understood that, this life of, you know, waking up and being fed is not the kind of life a man should live. It's a life a baby should live. A boy should live, but not a man. So when you walk away from home and go to be a man, it means you're going to face the entire world.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Indeed, Frank, and we will be back with you in Kampala shortly. Now, the young man made quite an insightful comment sharing how it feels after moving back with the parents. I had to move back with my parents once because I couldn't afford my rent anymore. I was in between jobs and still in campus, and the parents couldn't understand how am I not finding a job. Man, that was hard. Just this clash of expectations from the parents and that I had of myself. But this show is not about me, it's about you. As promised, we now head over to South Africa, where Tuso Kumalo has been finding out, do the youth think it is better to live alone or to live with their parents? Tuso, hello and welcome.
Hello, Anjigu. It's a pleasure to have you and our listeners.
Thanks a lot for joining us. So what are the young people saying about this week's topic?
They have mixed reactions. Take a listen.
For me, I would prefer staying alone and not with my parents because they're not making any difference in my life. So being independent will help me to at least find myself more, because now when you're with them, you're still not able to spread your wings as much as you want to spread them, because now you have to listen to whatever they have to say.
It's got two sides. It's always good to get to learn from your parents, to get to learn from people who love you, people who brought you on this earth. And then at the same time, staying alone, it gives you a chance to learn as well, to be independent, because independence is not just about freedom. It's just about your parents letting you come back at home at 11 or 1 a.m. Independence is you being able to man up, is you being able to take responsibility in whatsoever that you're doing.
I prefer staying alone than at home, because you're more independent and no one is in your case, can do as you please.
Ideally, for me, I'll prefer to stay with my parents, because staying alone is expensive in the financial side. But again, you also have to look at the aspects of your freedom, because I also feel like as a youth, you need to explore on your own. It's just that the financial side is the tricky part.
I think it's better to stay with your parents. Reason being, you're going to be able to save some money in order to build yourself as well as a young adult. But then again, looking at it, it can also be a disadvantage, because staying with parents, you're going to have to follow some rules. So it's actually 50-50.
You've heard for yourself, Anjiku. Girls really love their freedom. But oops, boys, they want to remain mommy's babies. But maybe they're right. Don't you think so?
Yes, that is one perspective. And indeed, from the financial aspect, it makes more sense to move back home. But also, it makes me think you can move in with a friend and split the cost. Thank you very much, Tuso.
It's always my pleasure to be on the show. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
DW, the 77%.
Well, you've heard DW's Tuso Kumalo in Johannesburg, and he is right, because the show goes back to Kampala, where Frank Yiga takes this debate even further. Frank, over to you for the last part of the show.
Hey Wanjiku, we are still dissecting the 77% topic of the week, whether it's better to live alone or stay with parents. And it's three young people giving us their mixed reactions in regards to the topic. I'm with 21-year-old Lillian, a university student, 23-year-old self-employed Sultan, and Tony, a 23-year-old social media blogger. Sultan, turning to you, when should one leave their parents' home?
The truth is that question is hard and tricky, but I think when somebody clocks 18, they are supposed to think of leaving home. But I know that there's some factors that may push somebody to leave home. Now, there are some young people who stay home, but they are mistreated. They stay with their stepfathers, they stay with their stepmothers. Another thing is maybe, now like me, I left home because I wanted to start working early and to face the world, you know. But when you clock 18, you're supposed to think of leaving home.
Lillian, when do you think one should leave their parents' home? Or perhaps be independent and self-reliant?
When one feels ready. In case you are ready to handle the pressure away from home, like living alone and handle the bills and take care of everything, plus you have a good reason, then you can move out.
You, as a student, do you think the time is soon? Or you still need to study the situation?
For me, I still need time. I'm still studying the situation. Yeah, so I'd rather stay at home for the meantime till maybe after school, in case I can handle, then move out.
All right, turning to Tony. When should one leave their parents' home?
Just like Sultan said, like, you need to clock 18 and start thinking when you should leave home. So you mean I can think till 20? I can think till 20, I can still think till 21 or 23.
I say, still, when you clock 18, you need to start thinking.
You start of thinking. Yes. I can still think till 21, 22 and 23. I'm still thinking of how I can live home. But
when
still,
you clock 18, but start
still,
thinking.
But still, on this same point, I would say, you need to get yourself ready for you to leave home.
In other words, age is just a number.
Yeah, it's just a number. Someone can live home at the age of
17.
Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like I'm ready. You know, our thinking capacity is quite different. Mm. No, you can find two male brothers at home, the elder one and the young one, but the young one can think better than the elder one.
Yeah.
Why? Because he thinks, like, his thinking capacity is quite different from the way this other guy thinks. The other brother thinks. So at the age of 17, someone can, you know, we've been in boarding sections, right?
Yes, yeah.
And we've been staying. That's one of staying alone. You're given things to use. You know how to handle yourself. You know what to eat. You know what to do. So it gives you a morale of, like, when I go back home, I don't need to stay at home. Let me go and live, like, but I don't need to think now. When it clocks 18, like, when I'm 18 years, then I'm supposed to. I don't need to.
But you are insinuating Sultan is still traditional. He's moving by the script.
This is the idea. Not moving by the script, but the idea is 17. Those, like, we've had a few of those that think like that at 17. Yeah. But I'm trying to put it like on a general, you know, 18 is better.
That when you make 18, you are an adult.
But,
you
can,
but if you're 16 and you're ready, you can go. If you're 17 and ready, you can go. But
yes, then
there are so many that are not in that right.
You just need to be ready to move away from home.
Yes.
But you don't need to wait when you're 18 or 20 or what. You're like, me, when I clock 21, I need to leave home. How about
if you clock 18, you're not ready, start thinking of how to get ready.
All right. It's getting heated here, as you can hear different experiences from these young people telling us how they think one should leave home. We are wrapping up now, but before we close it, Lillian, I need to hear from you. Should one just take a decision to leave home, or it should be a collective decision?
Actually, I think it's supposed to be a personal decision, because it's your life, not the life of your relatives. But you should first consider other factors, like, in case your parents need help at home, then you should stay. Don't just move out because you think, maybe I need to live alone and I get my own peace. No, but you should first consider your best interests plus your family.
Sultan, did you sit in a family meeting or clan meeting to decide when you should leave home, or you just woke up one day and you left home?
Well, you can't just, you know, wake up one morning and you say bye-bye. The idea is you decide.
Individually as a person?
Yes, you have to decide. Like, yeah, I think I need to. When you clock 18, start thinking of living home. Now, when you are ready by maybe 20, you've decided that I'm going to leave home, then you engage in the guardians, the parents, yeah. You know, the elders.
It becomes a clan meeting.
Not a clan meeting, but the ones that you stay with, you know.
But still, there's an option of them saying, no, you shouldn't leave.
Yeah.
What if they decide for you not to leave, yet you feel that this is the time to leave home?
Now, that's why you really need to engage in the elders. If they feel that you are not ready, then you are by. Okay. You know, you try to explain to them why you think you are ready, but you know the elders know better.
Interesting. Like I said, Sultan is so traditional. He moves by the script. He believes in clan meetings and elders.
Because you can't just move out and, you know. Because remember, even if you start staying alone, you need to, you know, maybe go back. And, because the connection stays.
But trust me, however much you hurt them before you leave, if you make a phone call, you're their kid, like you're their child. There's no way they can abandon you because you left home without...
Okay, let's stick to there, Detone. So, should you sit as a family to decide when you should leave home, or it's a personal decision to take?
You know, when you find out what is chasing you, you don't run the same way you were running. So, if a cheetah is chasing you, you run faster. But if something, you know, something you feel like you run, you know...
At your own pace. Yes.
So, I would say that it can still be a personal decision to leave home, and it can still be a collective, you know, decision. Why? It's a collective decision in a way that you've lived with these parents. They had a reason why you grew up like that. They raised you. You've seen yourself growing to be a man. So you cannot wake up one morning and be like, you know, I'm just leaving home. Or you walk away without their what? Without their consent. Yeah. You need to sit them down and you're like, you know, Dad, thanks for everything. Thanks for whatever you've provided me. Mm. But allow me go grow up and be a man. Mm. So I cannot be a man at home here. I need to face the world. And then they can let you go in a good way. But still, it's also a personal decision to leave home. You can wake up one morning and you be like, no, I'm tired of, you know, waking up, waiting for food at the dining. You're just home. You get that thing of, you know, now what do you think my parents are thinking for? Are thinking about me? I'm 20 years old, but I'm adding nothing to them. No, let me go and do what? And grow up to be a man. Yes.
All right. Thank you, our guests, for your time, energy and contribution to our 77% topic of the week. Is it better to live alone or with parents? We have been with 23-year-old Sultan Khan, self-employed. He says he left his parents' home because he needed to be independent and face the world. We also had 21-year-old Lillian Majanja, who is still staying with her parents. She says her parents still need her at home, but she will leave when she completes her university studies. And Tony Mboijana, a 23-year-old social media blogger, who went back to his parents' home when he lost his job due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. I am Frank Yiga. Hey Wanjiku, over to you in Bonn.
Thank you so much, Frank, for conducting that lovely debate. And I join you in thanking our guests as well. Now, before we come to an end, I should read this comment on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Yusuf Y says, you have to struggle until the end. To return to your mother's place is to give them an unnecessary burden. Wow, such mixed reactions on the debate from Kampala to Johannesburg and to our Facebook page. Would you stay longer at home so you can save money? Or would you prefer your independence from your parents as soon as possible? I would love to hear from you. You know what to do. Go over to our Facebook page, DW Africa, and tell me what you thought of this week's topic. We are at the end of yet another exciting show. On behalf of Frank Yiga, Tuso Kumalo, Eliana Giaducci, and the technical team that made this show a success, I, Wanjiko Mwaora, thank you for listening. Catch up with the show next week, same place, same time. But I leave you with some beautiful music from Angelique Kidjo. Goodbye. Pero pepia wa